This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Senate Republicans on Friday blocked creation of an independent commission to investigate the deadly riot by Donald Trump supporters at the Capitol in Washington, a move aimed at preventing a bipartisan probe ahead of 2022 midterm elections. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Six Republicans voted with Democrats to move forward, but that was six shy of the votes needed to overcome a GOP filibuster. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calls it a shameful show of loyalty to former President Trump, who had urged Republicans to kill an investigation into the insurrection by his backers.
This vote has made it official. Donald Trump's big lie has now fully enveloped the Republican Party.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell argued the probe would be partisan, though the panel would have had five members from each party. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British government regulators have authorized another coronavirus vaccine for use amid concerns about rising COVID-19 cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says the single-dose vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson has met the expected standards of safety, quality and effectiveness. The regulator says the vaccine developed by J&J subsidiary Janssen has been shown to be 67% effective overall in preventing COVID-19 infection and 85% effective in preventing severe disease or hospitalization. It can be stored at refrigerator temperatures, making it ideal for distribution to places such as care homes. The green light takes the number of vaccines in Britain's armory to four. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday hosted his Belarusian counterpart, Alexander Lukashenko, for talks on closer union ties amid Belarus's bruising showdown with the EU over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest a dissident journalist. In an emotional tirade in Sochi, the 66-year-old Belarusian leader bemoaned the EU sanctions against the Belarusian flag carrier Belavia, pointing at its role in carrying thousands and thousands of travelers from the EU and the United States who were stranded abroad at the start of the pandemic. Lukashenko has found himself increasingly isolated after flight controllers told the crew of a Ryanair plane to land in Minsk because there was a bomb threat against it. No bomb was found once the plane was on the ground, but 26-year-old journalist Roman Pratisevich was arrested along with his Russian girlfriend. EU leaders denounced the action as a hijacking and piracy and responded by barring Belarusian carriers from the bloc's airspace and airports and advising European airlines to skirt Belarus. The rush to evacuate the city of Goma in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo continued Friday, with residents leaving by boat, road, and on foot. Tens of thousands have already fled, fearing another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which spewed lava near the city last week. A new eruption could occur at any moment, according to the military governor of Congo's North Kivu province. He ordered the evacuation of 10 of Goma's 18 neighborhoods in the city of nearly 2 million residents. Some people have decided to stay put, some so exhausted after having fled once last weekend and now too tired to hit the road again. The Memorial Day holiday weekend typically marks the beginning of the summer travel season in the United States. AP's Rita Foley reports on how many Americans are traveling.
The pandemic restrictions are easing and millions of Americans are traveling for the holiday. The AAA predicts a 60% increase in travel over last year. The Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says you ought to get ready for those long lines at the airport. And the pandemic sent many hotel housekeepers home, so the sheets in your room may not get changed as often. And if you have to rent a car, the average price has doubled from a year ago. Homeland Secretary Mayorkas also says the government is looking closely at the possibility of vaccine passports for travel into and out of the U.S. That means you'd have to prove you've been vaccinated. I'm Rita Foley.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.